This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. Trade Representative is taking a measured approach on Nicaragua. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The USTR recently announced that the U.S. will impose tariffs on all imported Nicaraguan goods that are not originating under the Dominican Republic Central America United States Free Trade Agreement. The tariff will initially be set at zero, but is set to increase to 10% in 2027 and 15% in 2028. U.S. Meat Export Federation Central America Representative Lucia Ruano said this is great news for the U.S. pork industry.
Demand for U.S. pork in Nicaragua is being driven right now by a combination of improved market access, changing consumption habits, and strong market development efforts. And a key factor was the full tariff phase out under the free trade agreement in 2020, which allows U.S. pork to enter the market at zero duty. That made U.S. pork more competitive and more accessible to importers and retailers. From the importer and consumer perspective, what's most appealing about U.S. pork is its consistency, its quality, and reliability supply. Importers know exactly what they're getting in terms of cut specification, yields, and performance.
Ruano said the U.S. currently holds about 95% of the market share in Nicaragua's pork imports, as U.S. pork is becoming a center of the plate feature.
This is happening through the modern retail and the food service channels. Popular cuts that we are seeing here that are being imported in Nicaragua is the pork loin, the tenderloin, all the ribs like the baby backs, the spare ribs, riblets.
For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.